Module 7. Talking to people. How does your mobile phone work? We all know that mobile phones are very useful. It's easy to make plans and to change them if you have a mobile phone. So how do mobile phones work? Mobile phones are also called cell phones. This is because of the way they work. Cells are small parts of living things that all work together for the living thing to survive. In the same way, a mobile phone network can't survive without lots of their kind of cells. Mobile phone companies divide countries into areas they call cells. Each cell has a base station that sends signals to your mobile phone inside that cell. The base station also picks up signals from your mobile. This lets you make calls. Cells need to be touching each other for a mobile phone network to work. As you travel, you move from one cell to another. As you move out of a cell, its base station no longer reaches your mobile. But if the cells are touching, you move into another cell at once. So its base station keeps your mobile working. Your mobile doesn't work in any gaps between the cells.
Let's go out. Hello, Millie. Where are you?
I'm at home. I'm bored. Let's go out. I'll ring Amy, John and Tony. You ring Kathy, Raj and Lou. Let's go to the cinema.
Okay.
It's me again. John and Tony can come, but Amy can't. She's going to see her aunt in hospital.
Okay, well, Raj and Lou are going to the cinema, but they want to go on their own, on a date. But Kathy can come.
A date? Well, that will be something to tell the others. See you there.
Millie, the bus has broken down. They don't know how long it will take to fix it. I'm going to walk. It's only about 15 minutes from here. Where are you?
We are outside the cinema. We'll wait for you. We could go to see the new Harry Potter film, or a horror film, or an American comedy about high school kids.
What does everyone want to see?
John, Kathy and I want to see the high school film. Tony doesn't. He wants to see the horror film. We've all seen the Harry Potter film.
Well, I don't want to see the high school film. It would be silly for us to see different films. It's a nice day. Let's just go to the park.
Okay, see you there.
Dinner decisions.
The boss has asked me to dinner. What do I do? Should I take a gift?
Yes.
Okay, what should I take? What about wine?
No, it is too hard to pick the right wine. It is difficult because you don't want to spend too much or too little. You have to pick a wine he likes. Plus, you have to pick a wine that will go with the dinner. Don't even think about it. Get some chocolates for his wife instead.
No, what if she's on a diet? Anyway, it is too hard to pick the right chocolates. You have to pick chocolates she likes. Some people like plain chocolate, while others like different fillings. So, not chocolates, Sally.
Flowers, then?
No. I think he has an allergy to flowers.
they make him sneeze. Or maybe that's Phil from downstairs. I'm not sure. But don't risk it. Take some good coffee. I know he loves coffee.
Anyway, Sally, that's not the most important question. What are you going to wear? You mustn't be better dressed than his wife, but you still have to look smart enough, or it is disrespectful.
Oh no, it's too hard. I don't want to go.
Well, that would be rude.